From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
I think what people forget about conducting is, especially the symphony or conducting world, I guess in the opera it might be a little bit different, but in the symphony conducting world, it can be a very lonely job. You see, when you guest conduct in Europe, it's not like they want you to attend dinners or kind of, I mean, especially like Germany and Austria, nobody talks to you. Like nobody invites you to dinners.
Oh, he's the conductor.
He can go. That's what I mean. I mean, like in Switzerland one time I met the, you know, executive director, operations manager, whatever. I met him after the first concert. Yeah. Can you
so
imagine?
So you'd had how many rehearsals?
Well, four rehearsals. I think it was. Was it three? Yeah, four rehearsals plus two concerts. And I met him the first time, I think, was it after the first or after the second? I think it was after the first concert. So that's, of course, a difference. And, you know, coming back to people, you get to know the people and you say hi and, you know, get into conversations. I like that. I know of colleagues, some colleagues of mine, they say, no, they'd rather work with anonymous people. They kind of don't want this kind of personal relationship with orchestra musicians. But I don't understand why. I like to work with people, you know. That's part of the reason why I wanted to become a conductor, to work with people, with actual people. So, you know, every conductor is different, but...
Well, I think when you have a situation like you have here at ProMusica, where you have people who, as the concerts draw close, they come in and they have two or three rehearsals, yeah, and yeah, then it's performance time. Yeah. If you don't know each other, you don't know what is expected of you.
Exactly. And I mean, especially with the chamber orchestra, where the number is smaller and more limited, you get to know people. And even when I was here the first week, I got into kind of conversations with people and you kind of speak and you get a feeling of the personalities. For me, it was also great because I had Katie as soloist. So I kind of had a lot of conversations with her just between rehearsals and so. So I like that. You know, in every orchestra, there will always be people you like especially, and some people, kind of, the personalities are perhaps not so similar. You kind of don't know what to talk to about. But I think in general, I am a person who wants to kind of get to know people and work, you know, work with them also in a kind of way that we speak in the breaks of the rehearsals and so together.
You don't strike me as somebody who spends a lot of time in isolation very well.
No. I actually don't. Although I have to say it is very important for me. I have a very mixed character, I think. And I think like it's with many people like me who are very extrovert, like very active. There needs to be a balance. Otherwise, I think the balance finds itself. So I think if you're a very active person and you are all the time active and all the time communicating, all the time with people, I think this might end up being unhealthy, you know, because it makes for a very one-sided personality. And I have the feeling, at least with me, but also with many of my friends, that there are always different attributes attached to a personality. And if you just ignore one side of the personality, and for me that would be the side of I can be sometimes pretty grumpy and like in a bad mood or just like, you know, not in the mood to see anybody. So I need to balance that. Yeah. And the problem is with the life of a conductor, it's difficult to balance it quick time, you know. It's like you have these 1 or 2 weeks where you kind of do a lot of, you know, meet a lot of people, you have a lot of board meetings, a lot of, you know, fundraising involvement and meetings with staff and kind of rehearsals. So you're constantly speaking to people, constantly in the spotlight. And then you have perhaps these weeks where you're kind of guest conducting somewhere where they don't want you to do any of that. And you're kind of sitting in the hotel room, eating alone, walking through a city that you don't know alone, going alone swimming, or, you know, going alone to a bar, reading a lot of books, which is great. So then there is a little bit too much of that. But in the end, I think for somebody like me, it's very important to balance out the two sides of the personalities, to keep that kind of imbalance, and to have, in weeks where I am very active, to have times to retreat, times to be alone, times to read, times to be a little bit lonely, which is important, I think. And in times where I'm alone, be on Skype with my family, speak to my wife home, you know, send emails or kind of Skype with a good friend of mine. And you know what I mean? You know, try to get a balance in that.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.